It's about awareness, it's about anticipation, it's about trying to reinforce our respective commitment to promote and respect human rights. But I think it's we have to make sure that it is not something that is going to happen today. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure that we are going to be committed throughout the year. So it's not about something that we just have to do it today.
Great. Now, the theme for this year's commemoration is Stand Up for Someone's Rights Today. Can you explain this briefly for us?
Yeah, I think it's a very simple theme because human rights is something very simple. And there are a lot of violation of human rights. And sometimes people doesn't really care about what is happening to others. Mm-hmm. So it's important to make sure that we are taking action to make sure that someone's right is going to be respected. So when we say stand up for someone's right today, mm-hmm. is that there is a need to do so for all of us, because even you yourself, mm-hmm. you can be a victim of human rights violation. And if you are a victim, you will really need to see other people to stand up for your rights.
Great. If you just join us, you're listening to the program Miraya Breakfast Show with me, Sabit William. And here this morning in the program, my guest is the Director of Human Rights Section of the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, Mr. Eugene. Now, many of my listeners would really like to or keen to understand what role ANMIS is playing in regards to the promotion and fulfillment of human rights. Can you please explain to us briefly?
No, basically our role is mainly to monitor the human rights situation and some of the human rights violations, to bring them to the attention of those who have the capacity and the duty to address those issues, and that's very important. And it's also about awareness, sensitization, capacity building, because sometimes there are people who are violating the rights of other people mm-hmm. without knowing that they are doing so. And it's important that people would not have any excuse while they are violating rights of people, because now they are going to be not only aware of their rights, but also to know how to claim their rights. This is really something that needs to be highlighted. It's not about knowing the rights only, it's also about claiming your rights.
Great. Now, if we look at South Sudan, for example, right now that you have been working here for quite some time, how will you describe the human rights situation in the country right now?
Yeah, I think the human rights situation in South Sudan, if we are comparing to what was the situation 2 years ago, we can say that there have been some progress. But there are still many, many things to be done, because there are still a lot of issues. And just maybe highlight a few of them. Mm-hmm. There are how many civilians are killed in the country? And some of them are just killed because of their ethnicity. They have not done anything. It's just because you are from an ethnic group that you are going to be killed. And this is not acceptable. How many women, how many girls have been raped in South Sudan? Many of them. Mm-hmm. And we keep silent about those human rights atrocities or human rights violation. And this is happening to our sisters, to our mother, to our child, and I think that's really very, very challenging. There are other issues like freedom of movement, where people are not really able to move like they want. Freedom of expression, journalists. Mm-hmm. How many journalists have been detained? And the rule of law is very important, because at the end of the day, there is no country in the world where the human rights are not violated. But what is important is to put in place a mechanism where once there is a violation, someone can go to court and make sure that his right or her rights are going to be considered, and the court will give him his rights. And this is sometimes this is missing, even in the context of South Sudan. Mm-hmm. Impunity is something that need to be addressed. People who are committed human rights violations should be held accountable, and this is not happening. And this is really something that is very important to have that in mind. There are other issues, but as I said, there is no any country in the world where there is no human rights violation. there are progress, but we have to continue and make sure that we are going to increase the respect and the promotion of human rights in South Sudan, and make sure that those who are committed human rights violation are going to be held accountable through a fair trial.
All right. Do you believe that it's possible to achieve a world with a full fulfillment of human rights?
No, it's not possible. But I think what we need is just it's an ideal. So we have to try to move as far as possible, trying to reach that ideal. So it's really important to have that in mind. And I think, as I said, what is important that if there is a human rights violation, let's bring that issue before the justice, and justice will be done. And this is sometimes what is missing in the context of South Sudan. And this is why it's important to make sure that we have to fight against impunity, and we have to help those responsible, especially for serious human rights violation, crimes against humanity, war crimes, or even genocide, make sure that those people are going to be held accountable. And this is really very important. Otherwise, people will think that if no action is taken against those who have committed those atrocities, it means that the government is supporting those people. And then that will be a situation where the people will lose trust, confidence in their leaders. Mm-hmm. And this is not good, because the leaders are in power for the interest and to preserve the interest of their people.
So now, Ageuma Book, from what I would like to know from ANMI's point of view, what plans do you have for minimizing human rights violations in the country?
We have a lot of plans, but I think it's really important to emphasize that the primary responsibility of respecting human rights relies on the government. So it's the responsibility of the government to make sure that human rights are respected. So we are bringing some of the issues before the government, and we are asking the government to take its responsibilities. And it is important for the government to do so. And I think it's important also to make sure that all South Sudanese actors are involved in the process. So the theme of today is really to emphasize that it's not only about the government. Mm-hmm. Any individual can do something about it. And if I may say something in the context of South Sudan, because we are celebrating the Human Rights Day today in Juba, but since the celebration is on the 10th of
December,
the celebration has gone, there was some celebration on Friday and others on Saturday. So, and I just coming back from Awil. And on Saturday, I was in a meeting with civil society actors. Mm-hmm. And what I told them, according to the theme of this year, I told them it's really important to stand up for someone's right. But what is important in the context of South Sudan? I would like to see, for instance, a Dinka or a Nuer or someone from the Equatoria to stand up for the rights of someone who belongs to another ethnic group. Mm-hmm. This is what is missing. We are all supportive of human rights. I've never heard someone to say, oh, I'm against human rights. Have you heard someone to say that? Mm-hmm. No. But those who are saying, I'm supporting your human rights, sometimes it's a kind of, they are just supporting the rights of their own rights, or the rights of their groups, or the rights of their gender. Mm-hmm. This is what I told the civil society actors in Awil. I would like to see Dinka to stand up for the rights of an Equatorian who has been victim of human rights violation. I would like to see men to stand up for the rights of women who have been raped. And this is something that we need to really address. Otherwise, when we have a seminar of women related to rape and gang rape and all of that, most of the participants are women. Why? We should be all involved. And this is what is missing. And that's really my key message. I think it's the responsibility of the government. We are giving the information to the government, and it's the responsibility of the government to take action. But beside the government, there is beyond the government, we all have a responsibility. And this is something that is missing. Even when we want to help, someone is going to be held accountable. I'm supposed to fight against impunity. I should not look at who is the alleged perpetrator. Once you are looking at the ethnicity of the alleged perpetrator, before requesting that that alleged perpetrator should be held accountable, then for me you are not a human rights defender. You are not really taking human rights seriously. Mm-hmm. Because human rights is really irrespective of whoever is a victim or whoever is the perpetrator.
Great. Now, his final question was, you would like to know your biggest challenge as you work with the human rights section here in South Sudan. What is the biggest challenge that human rights is facing?
One of the challenges is exactly what I was talking about. People are just looking at the people from their group, people from their gender, and they are not really looking at the broad picture, where they are really looking at the rights irrespective of everything. And this is, for me, one of the key challenges. The second challenge, and maybe for me there is the first one, the government should be more serious about combating impunity. And I think many South Sudanese all over the place are complaining. They were looted, they were killed, they were injured, and they are not seeing the alleged perpetrators to be brought before the justice and to be sentenced. And this is something that is really, really very important. And that's why there are still a lot to do in the context of South Sudan.
Yes. Now, finally, as head of the United Nations Mission Human Rights Division here in South Sudan, what's your message for the day?
I think the real message, I will just repeat myself. Any South Sudanese should really stand up for the right of any other perspective of its ethnic group or its gender or its affiliation, this political affiliation. And this is really something that could really change the issues of the issues that we have in our in South Sudan. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. Because we are in a divided society. I'm coming also myself from a divided society. And I know that if I am from a particular ethnic group, mm-hmm. and I'm going to request someone from my ethnic group to be held accountable, I may be put in trouble with the people of my own group. And that's why people are scared. But then this is the kind of logic that can lead to more violence. And we have to make sure that we are a peaceful country. There is an agreement. We need to implement the agreement. And in the peace agreement, it is clearly said that human rights should be respected and promoted.